Today's daf is Yuma daf Chaf Hey. So the Gemara on the bottom daf Chaf Dalet on the base discussed a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes when they were doing the pious in the Beis Hamikdash. Were they wearing big day chol or were they wearing big day kodesh? Rav Nachman said they were wearing big day chol, and whoever won would then change into big day kodesh. Rav Sheshes said no, they were wearing big day kodesh, and whoever lost would change out of the big day kodesh and into the big day chol. So each opinion explains what their source is. Amar Rav Nachman Minah, how do I know that they were wearing big Dechol, because the Mishnah says that Hayimafshitin osanas bigdei and v'loyumanich nalein el mechnasayim belvad. So aren't we talking about the people who won the pious, and we're saying that they would remove their clothing, and what clothing are they removing? Must be they're removing the bigdei chol so that they could put on the bigdei kodesh to do the avoda. So that was Rav Nachman's understanding. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes mina aminula. Rav Sheshes says, how do I know that they're wearing bigdei kodesh? Because when it describes the pious, it says that the way they would know which coin to start with is v'notel mitznefes me rosh hashalach mehen. They would take the mitznefes off of one of their heads. Well, who's wearing a mitznefes if it's not part of the big day kodesh? So it must be that they were already wearing the big day kodesh. Rav Nach would respond, no, the mitznefes may have been an imitation mitznefes that was made by the mother of a particular kohen, but is not actual big day kahuna. The Gemara then proves that the lishchas hagazis must have been half in kodesh and half in chol, because on the one hand we say that someone was sitting in the lishchas hagazis, that the zakein was sitting there in the lishchas hagazis, so the ein yeshiv bazar el malchus beis david bilvad. So zakein yoshiv b'marav only makes sense if he was in a chol part of the lishchas hagazis. But on the other hand, b'beis elokim nahalich b'ragesh, the pious had to be done in the kodesh. So there must have been a kodesh part of the lishchas hagazis as well. And the Gemara says not only that, but there was one door of the lishchas hagazis that was pesuach l'chol and one that was pesuach l'kodesh. Because if the only door was pesuach l'kodesh, the whole thing would have a din of kodesh. If the only door that they had was pesuach l'chol, the whole thing would have a din of chol. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph tells us about the pious hasheni. The pious hasheni determined who did all the different parts of the carbon tamid, mi shochet, mi zorek, who would do the shechita and the zrika and the dishna mizbeach, the dishna menorah, bringing the various limbs of the carbon tamid up to the ramp of the mizbeach, etc. So on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara raises the question, when they would do this pious for the pious hasheni, would they do multiple payasos for all the different things that have to be done in the pious hasheni? Or is it one pious, one kohen one, and then the next 12 guys standing next to him all got to do the next 12 avodos, but it was only one pious. So Gemara tries to bring three rayas, ultimately settling on a clear raya where it says Rabbi Chiya lo lekol avodah va'avodah mefaisin el kohen shezachah betamid shnei masarach va'akranim nimshach nimo. It says explicitly one guy won the pious and then the other 12 guys just went along with him, so it was really only one pious at each occasion. There were four payasos in total. The Gemara then raises the question whether who does the Kabbalah Saddam? The Mishnah spoke about someone shechting the carbon tamid. The Mishnah spoke about someone being zorek the carbon tamid, but in between shechita and zrika, there's a Kabbalah. So the Gemara proves that clearly the person who does the zrika must be the one that does the Kabbalah, because we know that there are only 12 spouts in the kiyar that Kohanim would be able to wash from. Now, if the one who did the shechita had to do the Kabbalah, there should be a 13th spout for the guy who's doing the Kabbalah. But since it's the guy who's doing the zrika who does the Kabbalah, you don't need a 13th spout for the guy doing the Kabbalah, because he already has a spout. He's the guy who's doing the zrika. And then the daf concludes with four different shitos as to what order they would bring the limbs up to the Mizbeach in. Ben Azai said in our Mishnah in the name of Rabbi Akiva that it was Kederech Hilucho, the same order that an animal goes, so we'd follow along the body of the animal. That's the order they'd bring it up. Rabbi Yossi says Derech Hefsheto, when you'd skin an animal, that's the order you would go from bottom to top. Rabbi Akiva says Derech Nitucho, when they would be menatech, when they would cut up the animal into pieces, they would do it based on based on how they would carve the animal, based on how they would cut it up. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says Derech Iluyo, it was based on which parts were most chashuv. We'd start with the most chashuv parts and work our way down from there. These are four different shitos as to what the order was in carrying the different limbs of the animal up to the mizbeach.